This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Now listen. Kids say.
This is the part of the show where I catch up with the kids and find out, or try and find out, what's going on in their minds. And if you want to do your own little kid speak and record your kids and send it in to us, by all means do that. I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, it'd definitely.
It'd be funny. So this time around, I'm having a chat to my 4-year-old son, Adam.
Okay.
And we're talking about being the boss of somewhere.
Oh!
You know, and the perks of being a boss and what's expected of you when you are the boss and you have employees.
He has big dreams for a 4-year-old.
He does. He does indeed. All right? And this is what he had to say.
If you're the boss of something, if you're the boss at work, what are you allowed to do?
Put my feet on the table.
And what else can you do when you're the boss?
Talk.
Talk to who?
Talk to babies.
You get to talk to babies. If you were the boss of some place, what would you tell them to do?
Sit on the chairs.
And do what?
And work.
Hard or just work a little bit?
Work hard.
How much money would you pay them?
$50.
$50?
Yep.
And if they weren't very nice people to work with, would you say what to them?
You're fired.
Here we go. He's hiring and firing.
He is going to be a hard boss.
He is.
Like, he just wants to put his feet up and chat to babies.
Talk to babies, pay people $50 for a year's worth of hard, hard work. And if you don't like it, well, you can get out. Because it's his way or the highway.
I think his business is going to go bust. Sorry to say, Hamish, you're not going to be in a nice retirement home.
Well, that's disappointing. I've got some time, though, to retrain him. We'll see how things go.
Tell us something we don't know.
We want you to tell us something we don't know this morning. We love to be educated on a Wednesday, and this is the best way we know how, because we like random facts.
Yes, we do.
We don't want to know the helpful facts of life.
No.
We want to know just that random trivia that's never going to come handy in any situation.
No, well, that's right. Maybe a conversation starter, something like that. You never know, to break the ice. We've got Rose on the line. Rose, please tell us
Hi, something we don't know. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
That's good. My random fact is that hippo's milk is pink.
I think I knew that.
Yeah. You think you knew that?
No, I'm pretty sure I did, because when I went to the zoo and there was hippos there, and there was actually a little baby hippo and they were giving us a bit of a talk about it.
I had heard that that yak's milk is also pink.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
I should have come in with that one.
Well, maybe.
Well, either way, one of us knew both.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Yeah. So, Rose, sorry you weren't able to tell us something we don't know, but you have a lovely day.
Thanks, you too.
Will do, thank you. We'll move across to Chloe now. Chloe, the challenge is on. Please, tell us something we don't know.
Did you know Tupere World Day is held on the 27th of April every year?
What day?
27th of April.
No, what's the special day that's held?
World Tupere Day.
Right.
What is that?
It's an endangered animal.
Right. Okay.
And you can find it at the Darling Downs Zoo.
Oh, there we go. Lovely. Cheap little plug for the Darling Downs Zoo.
Did you go to the zoo recently and find out that fact?
No.
Ah.
Chloe lives there at the Darling Downs Zoo. She takes care of that particular animal. Did you know that, Gab?
I did not know that.
I also did not know that. So congratulations, Chloe. You've got yourself, because you're clearly under 18.
Yeah.
You've got yourself a CD pack, so congratulations there. We'll pop you back on hold so we can grab some details. And we'll move now to Dean. Dean, the challenge is on. Tell us something we don't know.
What type of fish raise their young in their mouth?
What type of fish raise their young in their mouths? Incidentally, there is an iron jack pack up for grabs, Gab, if you don't know this one.
Nemo fish.
I'm going to go with the groper.
Incorrect. It's actually African cichlids.
I didn't even know that.
No, didn't even know that was a fish.
You could have come in with it as a statement and we still would have been like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Mosquitoes absolutely love my blood for some weird reason. I don't know why, but last night they went to town. It was Halloween, and they were little vampires.
They were.
They were taking bites wherever they could, including through my clothing, which I'm really annoyed about because I tried to cover up, and it
didn't work.
Nothing. No. Did absolutely nothing. So this morning I've been scratching and itchy and complaining and just generally annoyed.
The level of whinginess has been astounding.
It's skyrocketed.
And rightly so too, because nobody likes mosquitoes.
No, there's even a couple that I can't reach, and that is the most frustrating thing.
Yeah, the worst thing was that you asked me to reach them, and I don't want to do it either. So we are looking for some remedies, some way of stopping the mosquito bite itch. Yep. We've got Sharon on the line. Sharon, what do you do to stop the itch?
Well, if you don't want to put the old calamine lotion spots all over you, I recommend a good antihistamine and get onto some vitamin B. Apparently they hate it. So lots of Vegemite or some vitamin B supplements.
Interesting.
Right. So that's fixing the problem before you have the problem.
Yeah, so before
Absolutely. Prevention is better than the cure.
Before I go to this location again, I just douse myself with vitamin B, have a few Baroccas and whatnot, and I'm good.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to give that a go.
You like that? You're happy with that?
Because this is the second week in a row that I've been eating.
Yeah. It's a Tuesday night at dog training.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Sharon, thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Have a lovely day. We'll move across to Helen now. Helen, you've got a suggestion for Gabby?
I do. It's an easy remedy and a quick one. So all you do is you peel a banana, use the inside of the banana skin, and you just rub it wherever it's itchy, and it'll stop it.
I'm just about to eat a banana. That works out well.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant.
How handy.
It's because of the potassium in it. It also works on fire ants.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Can I make a suggestion? And that is, whilst you're rubbing yourself with the inside of a banana
make eye contact?
Please do not make eye contact with me. Because that's just freakiness on a different level. Helen, thank you very much for that. We do appreciate it. We're going to move across now to Donna. Donna, you've got a suggestion on how Gabby can stop the mosquito bite itch?
Yeah, don't have a cure, immediate cure, but if she starts taking B1 and B6, that works a treat.
There we go, vitamin
B. Yeah, vitamin B. I had no idea that that was a solution, like to stop them biting you in the first place. And I am going to go to the chemist right now. I'm going to get me some vitamin B tablets, and I am going to have them every day, as long as that's not unhealthy. Yeah. That's not unhealthy, right?
I don't think so.
It takes a couple of weeks for it to take effect, but it worked brilliant for me last year. I had about 3 months of not being bitten.
There we go.
Amazing.
Yeah. So if you take the recommended dose every day, it takes a couple of weeks.
And a bit more.
You take a little bit more, it might not take quite as long.
I'll talk to the pharmacist.
Yeah.
We did get a message on Facebook as well from Sam Kennedy. I don't know if he is maybe joking, but he said maybe some hemorrhoid cream soothes some Aussie bites.
Only one way to find out, Gab. Only one way to find out.
Give I don't know. Go. Can you go buy it for me?
Nope.
I don't want to be seen buying it.
Nope. That's why you had the self-service checkout at the supermarket, Gab, for just such an occasion.
I helped organise my sister's gender reveal on Saturday. She's having a baby.
Yes.
And we wanted to find out what the gender was, so we did a big party to reveal it to everyone, which was really exciting.
Lovely.
And I had one job, which was to buy all the decorations, which was the easiest thing in the world, because you just go to Kmart and just wipe the entire shelf into your basket and you're sorted.
Right.
It looked amazing.
Yeah.
My sister had one job of sending out invitations. Mm. Obviously a success because everyone showed up.
That's right.
And my sister who's having the baby, her sister-in-law, had one job of taking the photos on the day.
Yeah.
So she got this brand new spanking camera that is very fangled-angled and amazing.
Top notch.
Exactly. So that's why she was given that job.
Yep.
And during the day, she's practicing, taking photos of everyone, making sure she had the...
She nailed it.
Yeah, she had, the camera
good
down
technique.
Pat, knew what was going down.
That's it.
So when it came to the reveal, she had to capture the moment that the gender was revealed.
Yeah, sure.
Now, the way that we did it, we had a soccer ball filled with the colour dust.
Yes.
My brother-in-law kicked the soccer ball into the air. It exploded.
Yeah.
And you could tell if it was a boy or a girl.
Yeah, right.
We explained that to her. She was all good to go. She had the camera ready. 1, 2, 3, kick, bang, explode. It's a girl!
Yay!
Look at the photos. Not one good one.
She missed it.
She missed it.
Missed the
shot.
She
missed it entirely. She's like, I thought it was a soccer ball. It was going to roll. And we were like, eh? It was a very confusing moment, but she 100% missed the one photo that she needed out of the entire event.
She was given one job. Epically failed it.
Massive fail. Yep. She has a photo before and after.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
Of the actual gender reveal.
Yeah.
Which is the entire reason of the party.
My brother-in-law had one job at our wedding, and that was to drive one of the cars that we had, a beautiful BMW, and he raked off in the car because it was such a good car.
Wait, we need to get to our wedding.
He took it for a drive, and he did not come back for a long, long time.
Of course you wouldn't. It's a BMW.
It was a BMW. many thanks to Toowoomba BMW, incidentally.
It's 10 years ago, mate. You still don't need to give him plugs.
Well, maybe I do. I don't know.
They still don't have the car back, that's why.
All right. 13, 12, 16. Yeah, that's right. He's still driving. Still driving it. 13, 12, 16. When were you given one job and you epically failed it?
Yeah, the most important job of the day and you stuffed it up.
Now, Sandy's on the line. What happened to you?
Actually, I've got one of my niece's first birthday.
Yes.
I was given the job of videoing, like, the singing happy birthday to her, all the, you know, candles on the cake and everything.
Yep.
And she gave the cutest, you know, reaction when everybody sang to her. And then, but I accidentally, like, didn't press start until it was over.
So you filmed the aftermath.
I feel the after bit. Oh, I couldn't do it again. The same reaction didn't happen. So, luckily if it was a third child, no one really cared.
If it was a first kid, you would have been fired.
Yeah, that's it. It would have been done. But that's the perfect way. Yes, it's sad for that to happen, but it's the perfect way of never being asked to do something ever again.
That's very true.
So, yeah, you take the hit for that one, but then on the brighter side,
next time you sit back, chill out and enjoy because you don't have any responsibility.
All those other jobs are given to other people that are trustworthy.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.